Track 15. I know that Easter's past, but the Right Reverend Graham Usher, Bishop of Norwich, has this message from the garden this April.
Easter Sunday dawns in a garden. That's why spring flowers are the order of the day and feature on cards alongside the bunnies that would love to nibble them. On the first Easter morning, heaviness was in the air, and people were afraid. All their hopes had died with Jesus' last breath. In the half-light, some came early in the morning, tentatively finding the path underfoot as the first birds began to announce that a new day was dawning. At the tomb in the garden, they were to complete the strict burial rites. That group had walked the highways and the byways of the Galilee together, had entered Jerusalem just 1 week before to the shouts of Hosanna. And then they had had their world shattered by the events of late Thursday night and the brutality of Friday. Nothing, it seemed, would ever go back to normal again. In that garden, something happened, an encounter, which re-energized them and enabled them to recreate and retell their story. Of course, near the beginning of the Bible narrative is another garden. The Garden of Eden was a place of perfection that was spoilt by disobedience to God's will. Beauty had turned to tragedy. Joy had turned to fear. Now in this garden of resurrection, tragedy is turned into beauty and fear into joy. It was a woman who had arrived first, the first witness of the resurrection. Mary Magdalene was left confused and in tears by what she saw. She supposed in that half-light that a man who is there must be the gardener. When he spoke her name, she recognized he was Jesus. He goes on calling each of us by name because we are precious in his sight. He then says to Mary, "Do not hold on to me, but go to my followers." As much that we have tried to hold on to over the past year, some things have slipped through our hands. People have died and others remain unwell. We have not been able to grieve as we would have wished. Businesses have ended and our routines changed beyond all recognition. In and through all that we have been through, Jesus hasn't fully let go of us. Yes, he yearns for us to let go of all that constricts us, including past mistakes, as well as the selfishness and greed that have messed us up. But he wants us also to embrace the new life he offers, which is one of hope and joy and peace. That's the glimpse of joy of Easter. That's its bright message and what its spring flowers have come to symbolise.